everybody. Well, this is a Creation Light Ship healing show today, the Healing Highway. And for the date today is the 16th of October, 2017. We'll clear the date here and releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we'll energize a light being in your room. On your computer monitor screen, so your room will be filled full of wonderful energy. And if you're on a cell phone, then it'll be radiating out of that. So here we go. Bring up the light being or beams. Bringing peace energy to you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation, incident going on, let's release that to help you out. And just think of it right now, see what we can do for you. I can take away that one timeline that that's haunting you. So here we go, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, well, we have Anna on today. Today's the Healing Highway. So fasten your seatbelt, because you don't want to be roadkill. So back to you, Ann.
Hello, Ron, and welcome everyone listening. We are all so fortunate to be here, able to listen to Ron, to learn more about the healing, to experience some sample healing. So I'm so glad you've joined us for this next hour of the Healing Highway. Ron's website is creationlightship.com, where you can go to learn more and experience some wonderful free healings. Also, just a quick reminder that at the end of the month of October, the 27th, 28th, and 29th, Ron will be at the New Life Expo in New York City. So you can go meet Ron in person, go to his booth, and go into the light infusion chamber and receive a healing. People are profoundly changed from this experience. It's really a wonderful opportunity to experience the healing energy of source energy. And if you'd like, if you can't get there yourself, you may email a picture of yourself to Ron, to creationlightship@yahoo.com, and for a $100 donation, he will put your picture in the light chamber and you will receive all of that healing energy throughout the entire weekend. So Ron has said he'd like to receive those by the 22nd, I believe, or 23rd, which is next week, after next weekend. The 23rd would be the Monday. So try to get those in if you'd like to do that. And people do that a lot, and we get a lot of very positive feedback from everybody who does it. I vote, if you can go, though, if you're on the East Coast, do go to the expo, because it's really fun, right, Ron?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And so, Ron, let's talk a little bit about things that, you know, might be going on with people. We hear an awful lot of things in the news. I feel like a lot of people, myself included, would greatly benefit from the media clearing, which is only $20 for a month. It's very hard to avoid the news, I feel, because I never look for news. I never research things, and it feels like it's always in my face anyway. So I'm sure I'm not the only one that feels like that. And I was wondering, we haven't talked for a while or done the samples of the Earth grid line and those clearings. Ron, do you want to talk about that a bit?
Yes, we got a ley line clearing. We have the grid line, and we also have Earth courting. So those are the main three that kind of locks you into a location. The Earth courting, you know, keeps you stuck there in a sense, but mainly it keeps you stuck on the Earth. So when you go through the white light tunnel, you go, oh man, the Earth was so great and so beautiful because you're quartered to it, and they don't want you not to leave here. Well, that one is kind of what that clearing is about, because, you know, as you all know, you're probably not having, you know, the greatest time sometimes here. or, you know, things come in the mail that you don't like, et cetera. And, you know, if you had a way to just say, you know, I don't want to be here anymore, you know, you could leave. But somehow that keeps you stuck here. Now, you could be living in a beautiful place and, you know, having a great time, and that's wonderful too. But for the people that are having some type of situation going on, aliens at their front door all the time and in the bedroom, living room, and up in those corners, et cetera, you know, it's not too pleasant. So anyway, I'll do three of those samples. So I want you to see how your body energy is feeling. And I'll first disconnect you from the ley line. Ley line is more of the natural energies that the Earth puts out energies, you know, just wherever. I think their ley lines are mainly, you know, designed for water flow. I could be not exactly right with that, but a lot of dowsers look for water and they look for the ley lines. So here we go. And the grid line is alien stuff. So, and they could be overlapping. But here we go. Just kind of see how your body feels as I release you right now from the ley line. So here we go, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now we'll do the grid lines. That's how the aliens own your territory, or own their territory. And maybe every couple miles, 4 miles is their territory, and then it goes to somebody else. So that's kind of how they control you. So here we go, releasing that energy where you are right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then the Earth cording, now let's release that from you. This you may feel probably more in your feet. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Here we go. So just see which one maybe had more of an effect on you. I want to do one more clearing here. And we're not able to get, at this moment, questions being sent to us. So if you do have a question, please put it in there. We'll handle it on the next show here. So let's, I want to do a clearing for people, and we never talked about this, but everybody out there is from somewhere on the planet, you know, some nationality, you know. So maybe, you know, you know that your roots came from maybe probably, you know, overseas in Europe someplace, so there's a lot of countries there, and that the country that, you know, you're basically resonating to has a certain flag. They have their own type of flag. What I'm going to do is release that flag energy from you. Oh, you may think of your parents. Maybe both your parents are from the same location. We'll just say, picking a name, we'll just say Austria. So, you know, you have the Austrian flag, which is fine. So they both have that. But maybe you have a mixed one. And maybe your parents are, say, different cultures. So maybe you have a British father and an African a mother, okay? Now you have two different flags there, which are different. So let's release from you, and this will be the major ones, you know, because you could be, you know, a Heinz 57 too, but we'll just get the major flag that you're associating yourself with that would be at the highest percentage. So take we'll just say your father first, and what was his nationality flag, we'll say, and I want to release that. And we'll just see if that, because you're taking all the traumas in from that country with that flag. That this is what it's about. So here we go. I'm going to count to 100, release that from you, and we'll just see what happens. I don't know how long this will help you, but you're going to feel a change probably for wellness. So here we go, releasing that. So 1, you have to pick your own flag. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. And now we'll do your mother and the flag that she resonates to. this will be the highest percentage, we'll say, of who she is. And hopefully it's not a 50-50 thing. If it is, just pick a certain flag then from that country. So here we go, releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. All right, to see how you feel, you probably go in maybe and put that flag in the natal barcode clearing, I would think, and maybe even the alien keyword intercept if you wanted to go further with this here. So, Ann, I'll turn it back over to you.
Great, Ron. So, for instance, I might write American flag, stars and stripes. And if you're, it's a different country, you could write in, you know, Italian flag, XYZ, whatever the image is, I don't know. I think it's red, green, and white stripes or something. Right? Would that be good?
Yeah, that would be good. That country, I'm using the flag because it's a visual, okay? And so you probably already know, maybe, you know, what the flag looks like. If not, you can check it out. And that way, now you have a visual, because you say, well, how about this country? Well, what's the country going to look like, you know? Well, the flag is always going to be the same. And by releasing the flag from you, you're now being released, in a sense, from that country. And, you know, you may have to do some more clearings if you felt really awful about it or something. But, you know, it's a way to kind of free yourself up to see if you do have a problem. If you don't know what you don't know, and, you know, maybe right now you feel great because you go, wow, I felt all that atrocity from that country. And they were invaded a bunch of times, and my parents were there, you know, or one of them anyway, and they have history there because all the generations going in the past are from that country. That's passed on to you. Oh, another way to look at it. Back to you, Ann.
Yes, Ron, thank you so much for doing that. And I think a lot of families and countries have very powerful connections to their flags, and they somehow hold a lot of power. There's a comedian who always says, you know, countries take over other countries, and the people say, get out, and they say, no, we have a flag. So they just plop down their flag and say, we own this now, and somehow flags throughout history seem to be very you know, imposing, and people are, you know, have a reverence for them. And maybe people grow up with them in their house, that kind of thing, you know, or hung outside or on the wall. And I think that's a really great thing to clear for us, Ron. And again, this came up on, I think, our last show, but I'm thinking again of organization affiliation disconnection clearing. You could put, you know, your citizenship, your country, your allegiance to the flag. That I know I did a pledge of allegiance every day practically in school. So you could clear all of that too.
I think everybody has done that, you know, as a young child. That's how the day starts out, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so many things like that they're all outside of us, aren't they? So we don't want to be hanging on to them because we don't know what they might behind the scenes be doing to us. And it could be some form of attack.
Yeah, very, very possible, yeah.
Or courting, even. Great. Do the time-traveling soldiers have a flag? Or did they have they dropped that as an artifice?
Boy, I know we have the insignia that they use. We do have a special, like little insignia logo that's on the uniforms. Yes.
Very interesting. It'd be nice if they did not have that any. We don't need that anymore. But I guess it can serve a purpose too. So also, I remember a while back when you did the ley line clearing, especially a lot of people responded to that about how powerful the ley lines are and have thought to have been, I guess, throughout history on the earth. So it's going to be very interesting to see how people feel about that and if they felt that release from the ley lines. I forgot to say you can click on the fast chat button or just send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. However, what you send in today, we won't be discussing until Wednesday's show. So tune in again on Wednesday. But you can go ahead and send your remarks and questions anytime. And they'll still be there next time we do the show. Okay. Let's see, Ron, what else would be good and helpful for us to talk about here? Is there anything else? Well, you mentioned the natal barcode would be good to clear this on, the alien keyword intercept, and then I thought possibly also organization affiliation, I guess depending upon how connected you are to your flag and, you know, if it hooks you into an organization or not. Oh, and of course, did I say natal barcode?
Yeah, let's see okay. here. Well, we could do the, I think of one of the organizations that you used to belong to. Maybe it could be the PTA or something, you know, your kids in school or something, you know. But whatever it would be, here we go. So it's sort of like, in a sense, being connected to your soul family, you know. But when you join an organization, taking on all of that stuff. So that's why beasts of plague from you. So let's just say it's a PTA organization, right, for the school. So you're in there and get all the parents in there wanting to kind of direct things a certain way maybe or whatever. But, you know, you're taking on that whole philosophy and mindset of what that organization is for. And it may be in alignment with you perfectly. There may be some stuff maybe that you don't like. If you belong to it, you're stuck. Now that's going against your own, I don't want to use the word free will, but in a sense it would be. So you know you have to leave that, you know, 90% good, 10% bad, you know, we'll say. And you got yourself sucked into something that you really shouldn't be involved with because the beliefs of other people being passed on to you. Going to take away your free will in a sense. Let's release that. So think of an organization that you belong to, and here we go, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I'll do that one again. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So I was saying. Have talked about this. I don't recall. Maybe on the call yesterday, possibly, but or the BBS show on Saturday. I just don't remember. But anyway, the Mississippi River is kind of drying up, and they're talking about which makes sense. The fault line being there, and the fault line kind of opening up, and the water's in and out somewhere. You know, going down. Well. I'll add some more clarity to that. What I think they're doing is I believe that, and take me just as just information, I can't say that I'm 100% correct, although I did see the facility there. But for you, just figure that I'm 80% correct, and you can maybe do your homework on this. But I think what they did is, since there's all these underground tunnels, et cetera, they're using the tunnels to suck the water out. So now you got a big water pipe. Through maybe half a dozen of these big 20-foot-long or diameter, if not larger, tunnels, and the water is now flowing probably somewhere. Might even be going to Antarctica where they're taking the water that we have on this planet, off planet, to Mars or someplace. So containers, maybe like 500 gallons or something like that. So that's sort of what I sense they're doing. They're bobbing our water. So I know the Mississippi is not really too, you know, the water I don't think is very pure in there, what I can understand, you know, with, you know, everything else going, you know, from the north to the south being put into it. But regardless, it's still water. Yes, some aliens love radiation anyway, you know, so they may like waste products. That's what I think they're doing, is shipping it off planet. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Well, Ron, you have said many times so many movies are giving us correct information, and I'm pretty sure there's a science fiction movie about aliens stealing water from the planet or invading us because they want the water or something like that. So not that that, you know, makes it better, but I do think it shows that the movies can show us, you know, what they really have planned. You know, and you'd never think of that, right? You'd think, that's ridiculous, like someone's going to steal our water. And now it looks like it's happening.
Yep, I would say so.
Yeah, that's terrible. Speaking of aliens, Ron, do we have any listening that we might want to clear out right now?
Well, we could do that. So this is for trapped and slave aliens that are here listening to the program who would like to leave here. I mean, you'd be scrutinized before you leave anyway, but if you're at a clean slate and you haven't eaten too many people, say, or people, or did dirty deeds here, you can have a chance to exit. Well, here we go. I'll count to 100 to release the ones that would like to go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Hey. So, from that, it feels good. Yeah, probably saying thank you to the people who are, who they are in the room for having the program, you know, turned on today. They could have an exit point. So, back to you, Ann.
Okay, great. I'm happy to say that I didn't feel any leave when you just did that, but also right before the show started today, I ran the recording of you clearing the aliens out. So if you felt something now, or even if you didn't, and you're unaware, Ron has a recording of his voice clearing out enslaved aliens who want to leave, just like what he did now, on the YouTube channel. So you can go to Ron Amatron on YouTube and play that anytime, or, you know, maybe transfer it. I think people do. I know I put a few things on my Google Music Play or whatever it's called, so it runs continuously. I don't have that one on there because I'm afraid I might have a big hub of aliens or a big line. I might, like, start thinking, ooh, there's a portal out of here. So I don't want to do it too much. But it comes in very handy to do it when you're out, when you go into a store, that kind of thing. So if you are unaware of that or haven't, you know, used it yet, you might want to check that out. So I do think they come around to hear the show. And very often when you do that, Ron, I do feel it. But today I didn't, I think, just because I had just run it.
Very good.
Well, yeah, thank you so much for that. It's such a benefit and such a gift. And also, yesterday's healing call was just really, really wonderful. And, you know, you took us into some different rooms yesterday and gave us some time to do some personal body healing. And that was really very profound. So if anyone's noticing how they feel today, if they were on the healing call yesterday, Ron always appreciates hearing how you feel, so you could send that in as well for our next show. And if you didn't get on that call but would like to, Ron has another one coming up this coming Sunday. It's a 7-hour healing call. That'll be the 22nd of October, and all the information about that is on Ron's website. There's plenty of time for you to sign up and come on that call. Also, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, Ron does in-person live healing calls that are $20 a week, a session, or I believe the Wednesday one is $30 because Ron also charges 7 bottles of water. And those are really wonderful to be on as well. The Tuesday specifically focuses on removing cords. The Thursday call specifically focuses on getting rid of clone bodies that might be in, on, or around us. And Friday is the entity removal call. And, of course, Wednesday is the water activation, and also and on all of these calls, you are brought to Creation Lightshift to work with the light being doctors. So they're really a fabulous thing to do if you can join Ron on those. Do you remember yesterday's call, Ron?
Not too much, no.
Well, it was very powerful. I particularly enjoyed when you put us in the beach room. That felt really good. I felt like, ooh, I feel warmth and sort of salt air, and it's really, really nice.
Very cool.
Yeah. Okay, so I wanted to ask you, we have talked about this, but if we could talk a little more about the mind of the body, and I know, of course, it's a whole life healing, but if you could sort of explain that again to people, I always want to learn more about it. And then I was thinking, in light of you, how the other day you put us in the moment very powerfully on the show, and then we showed how it would be hard for us to read if we're so powerfully in the moment. And I was wondering if it would be hard to do a sample of connecting us more powerfully to the mind of our body.
Okay, so I don't think you want to be connected to that. You just need it to be running on its own so it knows how the body works, because the mind could sabotage it.
Oh.
Wait, let's just say that you got stung. So you got a bug bit you or something. You got a sting, right? And your arm kind of hurts. And somebody goes, oh, that was like a wasp sting, you know? Oh, yeah, I saw wasps around that day. You know, it could be something else. But you know, they're telling you what it is. Now, if you're really in control of the mind of the body, going to tell the mind of the body, hey, I got a wasp thing here. You may go, well, it's not that. But it is, you know, and you're telling it what to do, and now you're taking away its total job because of what it knows how to do, and you send it into a false direction, you know, which could cause you have to have a healing done. So you don't want to really have your mind hooked up to fear with it. You want it to be maybe more integrated into your body. I could try that. I haven't done that before. But here we go. Let's work with the mind of the body. The mind of the body is your internal healer. You know, it makes sure that your body's working properly. So it has, in a sense, we'll just say all the programs, if you want to use that word, that make your body function, all the databases, whatever. And that's what we did the barcodes off of the mind of the body. You know? Because it starts getting suffocated by all the negativity and aliens. Naturally, that's the best way to take you out is to take out the mind of the body. Then you can't have any healing done. Your spirit has to work with and through the mind of the body. Anyway, here we go. Let's your internal healer. So let's connect it more to your body. Here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, request your healing now. 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. and hopefully you're feeling a little more energized, and or you feel, you know, more wellness coming to you now. And I'll take away some of the densities now that your mind and your body is trying to get rid of. We have to get rid of the gunk, the negativity, whatever you want to call it there, to allow wellness to happen. And once that's released, then you can start over again and have some wellness put in. Otherwise, you know, if it's contaminated, you know, you can't get healed because you're contaminated. So you have to purge it out of you. That's what the clearings do that we have. So here we go. Let's get rid of the negativity that you may have focused on here for an issue that you're having. So here we go, releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, there we go. So that feels good to me. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Okay, Ron. So should we pretty much assume, thank you for doing that, I do feel very much more energized. At first it felt very calming and relaxing, and then I felt like a little bolt of energy or jolt of energy, so that was great, thank you. So, but what you're saying, I guess, is not to talk so much to the mind of our body, so I may be doing that a little too much because I do that. And should we just assume if we're alive, the mind of our body is working?
Yes, I would assume that, okay. Yes. Uh-huh.
So, and it, of course, that's why you always hear that, you know, body wisdom, right? And just leave the body alone. It knows how to fix and heal itself. And so we might be being too pushy with our bodies almost.
Yeah, you could be. Or you're trying to will yourself to get well and you're using mind energy. And that could be, you know, a lot worse because you're programming yourself to get well. Whereas the other way, you'd be using source energy, and it will start taking away as much as it can the darkness. So I mean, you may not know what's actually causing your problem. Well, if the mind gets involved with it, then you may not even be close to the remedy, thinking that you're doing all this work. And, you know, you should be getting well. Oh, back to you.
Okay. Well, I'll be very interested to hear how people felt about what Ron just did, but also, as always, over the next few days, to notice all of us, you know, how we feel, or if we notice maybe some healing sped up a little since Ron took those densities away, or something shifted in our bodies. So that's really cool, Ron. Thank you so much for doing that.
Oh, I was talking to Kathy about this, so I'll bring this up. So we have a lot of people out there who have their pets and animals, you know, dogs, cats, horses, you know, maybe a pet chicken, a goldfish or something. But I thought it'd be neat if you would want to do this, you'd want to send us a picture of your creation light ship, maybe cat or dog or something, you know. They normally come around for the healings, and we can just have them, you know, maybe we can send them out or have it posted somewhere so you can look and see, you know, all the different pests that are creation light ship listeners, you know. Oh, anyway, that'd be a lot of fun. Oh, back
well,
to you, Lynn.
I know it'd be very easy for me to snap a new picture of my cat because anytime you're talking, Ron, she's right near the sound of your voice and usually in a few seconds passed out, sound asleep, and sometimes snoring too. Yeah, I think a lot of the pets, you know, fall right in. Oh, actually, I think there's one, one listener email that I opened earlier, a person who was on the call yesterday wrote in about her dog. My dog's healing yesterday on the Sunday conference call. She's doing much better. Her hind leg is more straight. She's not bumping into the other back leg, and she's getting around with pep. Her right leg is still short. I have to say I was very upset with the aliens. They know how it made me cry. And they knew I couldn't take her to the vet. By the way, so this listener knows that what happened to her dog had to do with an abduction. And that, of course, that's very upsetting. But so grateful for your help, Ron. Love the improvement and cannot look back. So,
great,
of course,
great.
That's very smart. And, okay, here's another one that was open. Ron, thank you for the healing clearing you did on the birds last week. I'd forgotten about this. I saw wild turkey in my yard for the first time living here and enjoy being a host to the flocks passing by headed south for the winter. I have seen fawns and does in the yard also. Much appreciation here in the North Woods.
Right.
Yes, I had forgotten you did that, Ron. That was very nice. You did the healing for the birds.
Yeah, I remember that one.
So, and, you know, there's something so interesting that who knows what kind of healing went on that we're not even aware of. Come to think of it, I do feel I've been hearing a lot more birds around my place lately. And it's,
oh, cool.
I was, and I remember when I heard them, I thought early in the morning, oh, it must be springtime. It's not springtime, it's fall, because a lot of baby birds are born in the spring. But maybe they're born in the fall, too. I don't know. But I'm hearing more than ever before. And maybe it's due to that healing you did.
That's great.
Yeah. I mean, that's an example, what I just said, of how we sometimes aren't even aware of what's happened with the Creation Lightship healings. But then you look around and things are improving and changing, and it's really wonderful. So I suggested that people might want to get the media clearing at the beginning of the show. Ron, do you want to do a quick sample of that in case somebody has an image or something in their minds they can't get rid of?
Okay, so yeah, if you saw something on TV, media or news or whatever, heard something, we'll release that from you. Here we go. So just bring it up, think about it, whatever, and releasing it now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I'll do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Here we go. Hopefully that's helped you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. And I really recommend, though, if the world, the old earth, I guess I should say, is getting to you in any way, I think that $20 would be very well spent to do the media clearing and, you know, really be help you be in the moment. Anything you want to talk about being on the new earth, Ron, as opposed to allowing ourselves to get off of it?
That's the best place to be when you're in the moment is the new earth. You're automatically there as much as you can be. It could only be a few seconds or it could be longer, but you'll notice a difference in the way you're feeling. Fortunately, because of all the stuff going on right now, you know, at least, you know, where I am with the fires, et cetera, and, you know, there's a lot of stuff happening at the Las Vegas thing. You know, but anyway, you know, it just starts inundating you if you happen to see it. If you don't watch it, you're probably perfectly fine. But if you hear about it, then that just pulls you right back down the rabbit hole, down the toilet, and into the sewer with the old earth energy as these factions are trying to, you know, tear the earth apart in a sense and to steal it, their own, you know, well-being, what they want to use it for, you know. So the new earth cannot even be corrupted that way. So if you're finding yourself kind of stuck in what you're seeing on the news, if you do watch that, then you know that you're not on the new earth because you're looking at these situations. So anyway, that's why you want to, you know, at least get into or get rid of all that stuff. Get through the media clearing to free yourself from all this contamination. Energy that's coming across the screen that you know nothing about, that's trying to hook you up. You go sideways into the darkness. So back to you.
Yes, Ron. And if you do see it, I guess the key is to just remain neutral and command that you be back on the new earth. So that, I feel like, gives us a little bit of a separation. So you know, well, that is not, this would never happen on the new earth of peace and nature and beauty. So that's clearly the old earth, and I choose to live on the new earth. But it's just every once in a while something gets to us on a mental or emotional level. So when I was thinking about, you know, the news and needing to possibly clear that, Ron, I was wondering about anxiety. I don't know if that causes anxiety necessarily, but that might be something we could do a sample healing of, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I guess you could. Here we go. So anxiety. Think of an anxiety that you may have from watching or hearing about the media stuff. So here we go. Releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I'm kind of thinking most people who are watching the news, you are watching it because maybe you want to see something going on with the situation. Naturally, when they have like fires, you know, it's not like a one-day event where it's here today and gone tomorrow, you know. There's all the aftermath and maybe even more fires. So you first hear about it, so you get on the news because you're kind of, you know, curious. Maybe you're really excited to see what's going on, you know. And then, you know, the next day comes and you want to look again to see what's going on, you know, which really, you know, if it's affecting you and you're in that area, that's one thing. But just being somewhere else, you know, may not be the greatest thing for you. Because now you're getting trapped into those other timelines. So let me do a timeline release if you happen to be fascinated with a situation happening. It would have to be, I guess, a fascination. Why would you want it? Fascinated. So here we go. Releasing that energy from you. Think of that situation, that pictures that you've seen or whatever. So here we go. Releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Okay. Back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And I'm sure that the listeners would agree with me that we don't ever want to have that fascination, but we are sometimes caught or lured into something. It's kind of like you hear that, you know, there's traffic by a car accident because of rubbernecking, and all the people are stopping or slowing down just to look. And, you know, it's not that they like it or enjoy it or, you know, I don't think, or even want to see it, but it's just something in us is this awful program, you know, to take, I don't know what it is, have curiosity, I guess. And then we don't realize how much damage it's doing unless we've found you and the Creation Lightship Healings. And then we know that isn't good. So thank you for taking that away for us. So let me see what else here we could talk about, Ron. Is there anything in general you feel like we need? You've done so many samples on this show. We appreciate it.
Let's see. Yeah, I guess fear of fire, that might be a good one. Yeah, so let's just release that.
Great.
So here we go. Think of your fire fear that you may have. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. That's great. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Right, and I just realized now I'm looking at the natal barcode. Maybe we need to put in on, again, the natal barcode and the alien keyword intercept, words like fire, flood, hurricane, all those things, shooting, that's been going on, you need to clear that for yourself. And let's see. I don't believe we have... I was thinking about this. We've had a lot of requests over the years on our shows for betrayal clearing. Do we have a whole life betrayal clearing? Maybe we do.
Yeah, we do, I believe so, yes.
We do, okay. Okay, I don't know if that... Do you want to do a sample of that, Ron, or is there anything you want to talk about regarding that?
Yeah, let me think. I'm going to do something else. I've got to figure out what it was here.
Okay.
I'll do a clearing for, we don't have this clearing, but we'll just say for something that draws you into negative events, okay? That could be a lot of things. Maybe you want to be a martyr or something, I don't know, but whatever. But something like that, that, you know, you're compelled to keep watching this stuff. So that could be a mind loop one clearing also. But here we go. Think of your fascination that you want to see on TV. Maybe you get on the internet and you're involved with the stock market, with stocks, and you're every day looking at your money coming and going or something. And so you're fascinated with that, and you can't get out of it. So anyway, just something like that. So let's release that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Okay, well, wow, that felt very good, Ron.
We'll see what kind of comments we have on that. Like I said, we don't have that clearing on the website, but, you know, you could do a special clearing with that for a whole lifetime. But there may be something
right.
that, you know, is needed. And if you wonder what to do and you're kind of a little confused about so much stuff that could be wrong with you, get yourself jump-started. You could do the self-empowerment clearing, which will bring up a lot of different issues. There's, I think, 38 of them on there, I believe, and you can go in there and just see which ones are more beneficial for you. So back to you.
Okay, that's wonderful, Ron. Thank you so much. I was thinking about remembering that, it might have been a year ago now, it made such an impression on me that you said if we were who we're supposed to be, meaning we are spirits and bodies having experiences and in the now, we wouldn't even have memories. And that just wowed me when you said that. And so... if you're ever just having a memory, you're in your brain, you're in your mind, not your heart center, and you need to get yourself back into the now and on the new earth.
Yep, that's correct. Be in the now.
Yeah, because that was very, I don't know, that just really impressed me, like to not even have memories. That would be lovely. Because I guess it's just all a mind program that is used to attack us from within.
Yeah, and I think I may have mentioned this. The fires, what I believe they're doing, besides using lasers to make them, I think the aliens could not use their ley lines enough. I mean grid lines, excuse me. I think the grid lines got contaminated because they have done so many copy and pasting that would not hold integrity, so they could not control humans as much. I don't think they're too much, you know, worried about the clones, but the humans they couldn't control too well. And so they had to, as you know, the fire for purification to clear out their grid lines so they can now reattach new things to it. But actually, as you look at areas that have had destruction, you know, throughout your life even, you know, fires come, blocks burn down and stuff, and lo and behold, a year later or so, there's a new building up or homes up. And so it's a brand new paradigm for that area. So that means that the old energy, which would be on the, you know, alien controlling the programs of an old energy, are now taken away, and they can put some new energy there to do new controls and programs on it. So that's what I think is happening, too. It's like a purification for them to clean out all of the, you know, copy and pasted parallel lives and timelines in that location. So they're actually purifying their grid lines. So back to you.
So in a small way, when each of us does the ley line or grid line and earth cording disconnection, are we spoiling the aliens and also keeping ourselves protected?
Yeah, you're taking yourself typically out of their system, or you're out of their jurisdiction. And the more you do it, the more you're taken out. Then you become freed up of whatever they have brought there, that energy. And you can all feel the energies when you go from town to town. As soon as you cross over that border, you know that it's different. It's much like driving on the freeways or the highways. So you're driving in maybe one particular state. This is if you're able to do this. And sure enough, you see the sign that says the border, right? You're entering, you know, something different, a different state. And lo and behold, the road changes. So maybe you're in a poverty state and they're not keeping the roads up. And all of a sudden you go into a state that's very wealthy and it's brand new paved, and it's go, wow, what a nice road to be on. Where I live in my state, it's awful. And so that's the same thing with the alien control of your sectors on where they're holding you in place. So, you know, one town could be controlled by them, maybe having people that are very wealthy, and another town could be where there's people that aren't so wealthy. And you go across that borderline from one town to the next, and you go, wow, what a difference this is making, you know? So that's what they're doing to it. And so they're drawing people in or dropping people into that town to cause, you know, that situation, good or bad. Oh, back to you.
Well, yes, Ron, I have so definitely felt that, and I used to live near a state line, and it wasn't the roads, but it was an energy that you really felt, an energy shift when you went through the state line. And more than that, when I used to head home on this particular road, I always felt like, oh, this is, you know, the energy of where I live. I'm home. Like, I'm not literally home yet, but I feel like I'm home. And I once mentioned that to a friend of mine, and she said, I feel that in exactly the same place on the same road. It's like, oh, now we're in our back in our town, even though technically we weren't quite, you know, home yet. So I think it's not just the physical things like the roads, but it's an energy.
Yep. That's
and then the state was line was different, and I remember thinking, well, why would nature or, you know, something energetic in our environment care about a state line? That's like a man-made thing, but there was a difference, and the communities were not that different. If there was no sign, welcome to Connecticut, you would not know you'd crossed over, but it felt completely different.
And it has all that Sunny. Energy of media stuff from that state and everything else, the mindset, you know, everything is there. Well, it's like our time is going by pretty quickly here. So tomorrow we have our energetic cord release call at 5:30 Pacific, $20. And we'll do the mind to heart drop right now. So everybody, here we go. You gotta say this out loud. I now command my spirit, take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this. You can feel them dropping down. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go, everybody. So blessings. Thank you. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And thank you, listeners. Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, Ron. Bye, all.